And then I'm going to turn this on. Okay, it's a backup. Okay. Yep. So we're up to Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Tamon Taninon. Well, we're up to Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Tamon Taninon. We learned over there. Over there refers to Perek Hey, Mesechtas Talmid. Okay? Amal Hamamuna. The Mishnah is talking about in the daily avoda, they bring marker of the carbon oila. And in the process of bringing marker of the carbon oila, at this point of the hakrava, they had put the pieces of the oila down that they had cut up and salted on the kevesh on the way up to this bath and put it there. And they interrupted the actual hakrava of the ivri oila onto the top of the mizbeach. They interrupted it. They interrupted their avoda, and then the mamuno called out to them and said, okay, we're going to take a little break here. We're going to say Kriya Shema. Because they you know, when they started the avoda of the, they set, started the avoda of the Talmud really just at Alos. So it was before that, it was too early to start Shema. And then they started doing some work. And they were afraid that okay, we're going to get into that in a second. I just want to mention, I discovered that there's a big major machlokas what mamuna means. Turns out that there are three shitas. I just want to just mention this very briefly, that it says the word mamuna throughout the Masechta Talmud. So it says, let's see. There was the mamuna on the lots, on the inspection, checking the kalim if they were in place in the base of Mikdash, sending the kohanim to the roof to see if the day had started. They led the kohanim in the daily prayers, signal for the ketores to be offered, and raised the curtain of the ulam. Okay, so throughout the Masechta, you have mamuna mentioned again and again and again. Turns out there's a major machlokas. Is that mamuna the same guy? And he's just doing what he does all those jobs. Is it a different coin each job? Or was Mamuna the Sagan? So that's the Rashi and other Rishonim. It's the Sagan. The Sagan, of course, is the Kohen who was appointed to be the replacement for the Kohen Gadol if he became possibly in Kippur. So he was the backup Kohen. So this was part of his job. So let's learn that way for now. So this Mamuna would call out to the Kohanim, and he'd say, Baruchu brachachas, say one bracha. Vehein bracha, they would say the blessing, my bracha, what bracha? Then they say, Rav Kamasa, Om Shema Shmuel, is a brachas HaTorah. This was brachas HaTorah. Now, that's a machlokas also, what that means exactly. But we're going to learn like the Charedim, that brachas HaTorah does not mean the brachas HaTorah of Asher Bracha Bono, but it means the bracha of Ahav Arab. It's almost muchach that way in the Yerushalmi itself. But the Yerushalmi is going to ask in another minute, why didn't they say the Brach of Yotzer, but it's only said Brachas HaTorah. Seems to be Muchrach that it's referring to Avarabba. So, and Avarabba is called Brachas HaTorah, of course, as you all know, because there is so many references to Limud HaTorah. If someone forgets to say Brachas HaTorah and says Avarabba, he could be Yotzer, his din Brachas HaTorah. We're going to see all that in a minute. Okay, so that's what they said. They would say Avarabba. Now, in Korah, Saras HaDvarim, and after saying Aharaba, they'd say Habokha Brahma, you saw Biahava. And then they would say, you know, Nochi Hashem Lakha, Shotzi's coming out to find me. They would say that's our Sadibras. And then they would say the Shema, Bahoyim Shema, and Bayomer. So there was a break, there was a hefsek between the Brichas Kriyashma of Habokha Brahma Israel and Kriyashma. And they would be saying, yeah, Sarah Sadibras in between. So the Gemara makes a deed from that. Rabami, B'Shem Rish Lakish. So Meres, Shein HaBrachos Ma'akvos. So from this you see that the brachos, that's to say the brachos Kriya Shema, must not be Ma'akev at all. In other words, if you could be Mafsek with Asaras HaDibris, it obviously is not a bracha on Kriya Shema, because if it was a bracha on Kriya Shema, you wouldn't be able to have a Hesek. if it's not a bracha on Kriya Shema, it obviously is not ma'akev Kriya Shema. And even if you left it out altogether, it would be fine. That's the deal the Gemara makes. And the Gemara is docha the deal. On Rababa, in min hadol, there's no basis for a deal from this. Less shama min hadol. You can't learn anything from this halacha. Why? Sha'asaras hadibros hein hein gufa shoshma. As we just finished saying, a whole Gemara, how the Asaras HaDibros are Merumas in Kriya Shema. So therefore, since Asaras HaDibros and Kriya Shema are kind of like one and the same, so therefore it stands to reason that the Asaras HaDibros would not constitute a hafsek between the bracha of Birchas Kriya Shema and the Shema itself. It's all one inyan. So therefore, it's not a hafsek. We see also that Ramasa and Shmuel said that really Medina, it would have been appropriate for everybody to say Asaras HaDibros every day. Why don't we read them every day? Because of the Midim. They're going to tell people that it's only the Asaras HaDibros that Moshe gave on Har Sinai. The rest of the Torah wasn't given on Har Sinai. They turn people away from Yiddishkeit. So that's why we don't try to give a chashivas to one parsha over another parsha. This is the reason why the famous Chuvas HaRambam, we have a minute to stand when we say the Asaras HaDibros, and the Rambam famously said that you shouldn't stand because by so doing, you're violating this precept of this Gemara. You're showing more covet to one part of the Torah than the rest of the Torah, and that could lead to the same problem. Okay, Reb Shmuel bar Nachman b'shem Reb Yehuda bar Zidah, but then Hayyosh Yikaron Parshas Balak will bilam b'choyim. Not only should they say Asaras HaDibros, but they should also say the parsha of Balak and Bilam. Then they might incarnate some. Why don't you read them? Shlul Hatriach al Hatzibu, because it's too big a tircha. There's a lot of sukkim over there. What does he say? 95 verses, Numbers 22:2 to 24:25. Its recital would have been an undue burden on the congregation. That's way too much. Anyway, now we're going to continue a little bit more as to why it would have been appropriate to begin with. Now, even though we're not going to do it, but why would it have been appropriate? What's so special about the Parshas Bilam and Balak? So you have lying down and getting up in the Parsha, and the Yishami doesn't tell you to pause it, but in footnote 34, he brings it. It's Kara Shochav Ka'ari Ucholavim the Yikimeno. So you have the idea of Shkiva, you have the idea of Kima in the Psukim of Balak. Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbon, Amar, they should sit Bahen Yitzia Umalchas. There's another Psukim 35. Right. So that's enough. Right. Seems kind of loose, right? Obviously, because it says "Meshachol Kumecha" in the context of HaKadosh Baruch Hu saving by Israel, and therefore our obligation to be meshubah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just the words; it's got a little bit more than that, I think. For instance, he says the Kara Shachav Kari. He says it teaches us that the Holy One watches over us when we go to sleep and when we wake up, so that we may rest peacefully like a lion and its cub. So that idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over us, that seems to be, this whole idea. Now, certainly, El Motziyam in Mitzrayim, there you clearly see the Yitzhiya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking us in Mitzrayim. That certainly is connected to Kriya Shema very directly. Okay. Now we're on your Gimel Amar Beis, Amar Rabbi Elazar. No, you're right. It wouldn't add anything. There's the things that are added, but with each one of these parshas, Asaras HaDibros adds something, Shkriya Shema adds something, everything adds another aspect. So the question is, how much are you going to say? Omer Obalazim, one last reason is because the idea of Bilam is found all three sections of the Torah Shavuksav, in the Torah, obviously, where the parsha is located. And then in the footnote one, it mentions in Micha, it says, Ami, Zafarnom, Ayyats, Balak, Melech, Mav, Omena, Oysa, Bilam, Bimba, Ar. So you see it's mentioned there in Mitha. And then another place in Nehemiah, which is Ksuvim, it says over there, the whole pasuk over there, if you see over there in footnote one, it's Kilo Kidmas May Sovalachim, I Yiskar Allah, as Bilam, Gokalo, Bayafkul Kidla, full of Rach. So again, since this seems to be so choshev and such an important parasha that it's mentioned multiple times, so that was another reason why we thought to say it. He brings over here from a Pnei Yeshua, which I thought was a gishmak. A Pnei Yeshua says that there's the idea that it says in the pasuk in Micha, Zuchor Na, so it's like an imperative to mention this parasha, Zuchor Na, remember this. So therefore, that would have been even a bigger impetus for us to say it every day. Okay, next. So far we know what we're not going to say. We're not going to say Aseres HaDibros. We're not going to say Parshas Bilam. Baruch Hashem. Hashem. Okay, let's keep going. Amalham Hamamuna, Baruch Brachachas Vehem Bir. So what are they? What were they with Baruch? Rav Masim, Shem Shmuel, Zubrachas HaTorah. It was the Brachas HaTorah that they said, Ava Rabba. So Frank the Gemara, Halolo Birchu Yosar Ma'oros. Didn't they say Yosar Ma'oros? What happened to that Brach of Kriyashma? Rav Shmuel Achoy, Rav Yerachia, Rav Shmuel, brother of Birchu said, Adayin lo Yosar Ma'oros. The lights have not come on time. Meaning that it hasn't been enough. Apparently this hour in the morning was not Kadesh Yakaris Kaveiro. In order to say the Brach of Yosar Ma'oros, Alos was too early a time. You had to wait to Kadesh Yakir. Here it's very tricky over here. So we're in a period of time, according to the Yerushalmi, where they started the avoda of the Karban Tumah. Karban Tumah cannot start before Alos, that's for sure, because Alos is the beginning of the day. They've done some avoda. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes this in Chelek Dalet, Tshuva Vav, 4:6, if you're interested in looking this up. Rav Moshe says like this, he says that it says that the avoda of the Tumah Shomer Arbayim took 1 hour. He says it's mestaver. If it took an hour in the afternoon, then it took an hour in the morning as well, because they're basically the same thing, right? So that means that the full avoda would have taken them from Alos for 1 hour total. That means, when I say total, I mean, remember I said that they interrupted the avoda. They had the pieces, put them on the ramp, salted them, and now they're interrupting that avoda. They haven't put it up on the Mizbeach. Moshe assumes, how long could that have taken to take it up the ramp and put it on his back? He figures 10 minutes tops. Okay, so that means we're going to subtract 10 minutes from the 1 hour that the full tumble took. So we're up to 50 minutes. He's literally working out the clock here. So if that's the case, if Alos is 72 minutes before sunrise, and we're at 50 minutes beyond that, we're way into the time of Misha Yakir. So this is going to be a problem, because now we're saying that they did not say Yotzar Ma'oros because it was too early. So this may be a little bit of a problem for our Shita, that we believe that it's 72 minutes. If you hold it started 90 minutes before sunrise, it might work out a little better, because then you're about 40 minutes or plus before, in other words, 40 minutes 50 from 90 is 40, right? So you're 40 minutes before sunrise. So maybe that would be too early to be Misha Yakir, in which case we're too early. So that's something to keep in mind over here.
We're thinking about what is the latitude?
I can't answer that question. I don't know the details of that as far as it certainly is different. And you're right. It's saying 72 minutes may not even be accurate for Yerushalayim. I'm just talking in his shuva. This is the way he presented it. But you're right. It probably is. There is probably a difference. Okay. The same Yotzar Ma'oros. Should they say Yotzar Ma'oros? Surely they won't be able to say it at an early hour. Okay. Next. Ubashavas Masifim Brachachas Lamishmar Hayotze. On Shabbos, besides. Besides, it says over there, what happened to that rest of the Mishnah? Okay, over there it says that they said three brachas, and then on Shabbos they added another bracha for the at the end of that Mishnah. It says that they added a bracha for the mishmar. In other words, that was an outgoing mishmar. They would say, what was the bracha that they sent to them? They blessed them that they should have peace and so on, friendship and so on. Shmuel Amar, so Shmuel says, let's get back to this discussion about Brichas HaTorah. Hishkim Lishnas, if you get up early, you're going to learn Torah early in the morning before you come to davening. Kaidim Kriyashma, before you read Kriyashma, Tzarek Levarach, you have to make Brichas HaTorah, of course, before you start to learn. La'achad Kriyashma, but if you're going to learn after you said Kriyashma, and presumably you said the Brichas Kriyashma as well, in Tzarek Levarach, you don't have to make the bracha because you're already putter for Brichas HaTorah with Bracha Vavarabu. But that's only if you study Torah immediately. This is a long discussion. What does it mean you study Torah immediately? So I'll just tell you the bottom line of this. The bottom line halacha l'maisa is that the way we explain this halacha is that what we mean is that it's referring to learning Torah after you finish Shmona Esrei, that even though Shema, like we've been saying all along, HaKarim Mikam Ve'elach, LaGar Me'arim Shukar V'Torah, that the Mishnah explicitly says that Kriya Shema, if it's Shalom Azmana, it's no worse than reading the Torah. So one would assume that reading Shema in its time would certainly have within it the element of Liman HaTorah, in which case, as soon as you say Avaragwa and you start to say Shema immediately, L'chora, you were Yotze the din of Hushakar al Asar, that you should be Yotze the din of Kriyas HaTorah. However, we don't paskin that way. We paskin that the Yerushalmi is requiring that you Hushakar al Asar, that there has to be a limud that takes place later on. The reason given is because, so it should be Kenikar, since Avaragwa is not normally used as Brachas HaTorah, you have to do something which to show that, to make it obvious that I was using it for a dual purpose, both for Birkas Kriya Shema and for Talmud Torah, and therefore you have to learn after Shmona Esrei immediately, you should say at least Birkas Kohanim, at least, okay? I just wanted to mention to you in Shulchan Aruch, because this is Halach L'maisa, so I just want to read it to you in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Mem Zayin. It says, Birkas Sif Zayin, Birkas Ahabas Olam, Koteras Birkas HaTorah, if you learn right away without a hefsek, then the bracha of Avraham patters you. The yesh l'stafik, and then the next sif test, the machaber writes, yesh l'histafik, there's a suffik. Isagi b'korei kriyishma samach lo, miyad v'li hefsek. You could be mesupak. Is reading kriyishma good enough right away? There's two ways to learn the Yerushalmi. So one way that you would taka b'yotze with kriyishma. So therefore, since it's a suffix, l'chein yeshli yizor levorach brachas haTorah kodem avasolim. Since this is a suffix, the best thing to do is to say brachas haTorah before you start davening, and don't rely on avasolim because you're not sure: is it Shema? Is it right after Shmona Esrei? You might not remember. I was relying on avasolim for brachas haTorah, and after Shmona Esrei, I totally forgot to learn afterwards. That happens to me many times. So its best thing is not to do this. Now, the reason for this is, we can get into that another time. Okay. So there's a long discussion. Ayin Shom, it's very interesting. The Vilna Gaon has a long footnote over there on that sif I just read you, discussing this Rishami, giving you two ways to learn it. It's actually very interesting. Okay. Next. Rav Huna Amar, Nirin HaDvarim, Medrash Tzarek Levar. Now we're going to discuss what type of learning requires Brachas HaTorah. There seems to be some types of learning that doesn't require Brachas HaTorah. It's the same sugya in Brachas, in the Bavli, in the Yadal from base. Here we have two opinions. It's one says Medrash, you have to make a Bracha. Halachas ain't Tzarek Levarach, but for Torah Shabbat Peh, Gemara, let's say, you don't have to say Brachas HaTorah. That's correct. And nonetheless, for some reason, there are certain parts of it you don't have to. Let's see, over here he says, in footnote 12, he says, Medrash is Mechilta Sifron Sifri, but other things not. Okay? Like Mishnah and Talmud apparently does not. Yeah. Now, the next one is of Simon B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi says, Bein Medrash, Bein Halacha, Sark Baruch, either way, you have to make Baruch Sat Torah. So he mentions four, in footnote 13, he mentions four opinions in the Bavlis, Ayin Shalom, if you want to see the four opinions. Amar of Chia Bar Ashi, Nagin Havina, B'Yasmin, Kumi Rav. It was our practice, and we learned in front of Rav, Bein Medrash, Bein Halacha, Sakikin, regardless of what we were learning, he would always require us to say Berakas HaTorah. Obviously, he passed in like Reb Simon. Tony, HaKoyre im Anshe Maimed Lo Yotza. If someone would read the Maimed, Amamadis, of course, are the Shluchim of Chai Yisrael, because a person, it has to be standing by the side of his carbon when they bring the carbon. So in order, since this was a carbon tzibur, so we had a representative from all the shvatim staying in the Beis Hamikdash, acting as shluchos shalom kamoso, and they were called the ma'amadas. So they were standing there also while they were bringing mark of the carbon tamid, and they had the same rules as the kohanim, meaning that they did not read kriyat shema bizmano because they were involved in the karbonas, isak b'mitzvah, part of the mitzvah, whatever reason. And what would happen? They would not be yotz lo yotz akim ma'achem ha'yu. They would read it too late. They explain that it doesn't mean actually too late. They would actually be Yotze later on. But too late means they weren't being Yotze at sunrise with Yeruchim Shemesh Nakivasikin. So reading it later, they call it Lo Yotze here. It doesn't really mean they weren't Yotze. Midar Raisa means the Mitzvah of Vovchar.
Where did it go? Where did it go?
I assume that they had a bread and breakfast in Yerushalayim. I would imagine.
They had to be there first thing in the morning.
But they were there in the first thing in the morning, right? They stayed there a whole week, right? Yeah. They were there for the, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So I imagine they stayed.
They were sent by their community.
Yeah, I don't know.
You think that they had a room or something for all of them to sleep?
Yeah, I don't know where the Anshe Maimed slept. Anybody online knows where the Anshe Maimed slept? Please speak up. Okay. Reb Ze'er B'Shem Rabami, V'yomi Reb Yochanan, Havanafkin L'Tanisa. We used to go out to recite. Again, remember, if you learn Masechta Tainis, you know that there are certain times where there wasn't rain, so they had to read additional brachas and Shmona Esrei. I think six additional added brachos. Okay, so come out, right? Six additional ones, right? So they used to go out to the town square on fast days. Remember the Mishnah in Megillah, right? That sometimes they used to daven in the street because on Tanesim there wasn't enough room in the shul because everybody would be converging to pray for rain. There wouldn't be room in the shuls, so they daven in the street. So this one means nafkin, they go out into the street. V'kori Shema. Yes. Correct. So they read Shema. Bosa Klas Shrine. They by the time, you know, by the time you gathered everybody together, this is like the 9 o'clock minion. You know, it was after 3 hours. They had to daven at 9 o'clock. After this, my creation. Well, Hamas, Mamkin Yonelin. The Bjorkin never protested what we did, even though it was late, right? So the Gemara is going to say in a second that it's not the pshat that they didn't read Kriyat Shema that day until Achaz Mano, but it means they didn't read the Kriyat Shema with the brachas perhaps until Achaz Mano, but they certainly read it earlier beforehand. So they would be Yotze. Rabbi Yotze Rabacha Nochim Tanisa, again, they went out on tennis. Asa Tzibura, the congregation came, Umrikri Shema, Basa Tla Shrine. They read Shema after the first 3 hours that they had passed. He wanted to, Ba'a means he wanted to be Moche about their practice. Don't you know? They read it already and it's time. Are we reading it only because we want to read Shema to be Omeid in Kriya Shema B'toch Devei Torah? In other words, the pshat is, over here, the way they learn this, that this is mamish, the way we learned it, like we said earlier in the Masechta. They're reading Shema just like they read Ashrei and Mincha. So they actually said Kriya Shema with the brachos earlier. Now we're just, they just didn't daven Shmona Esrei. Now we're reading Kriya Shema, just so we should be only Tfila, talk to Rei Torah. They lost Mikos Gula Tfila. Too bad. We have to forego that. In this case, for the tiniest purposes, we would forego being Samach Gula Tfila. That's the way the Pshat is here. Okay, Amalei, they had Yotis. So he said, a reason I'm objecting is because there are some plain people who don't know better. So they shouldn't start thinking that this is the right Sman for Kriya Shema. Okay, so where some people wanted to make a Mechah, this is like a comment, this is the way it is, Anayom Azeh, but there's always somebody that wants to make a Mechah, and he's worried about everybody else. Okay, now, we're going to go into the ideas of the other parts of the Mishnah about when you're being Myrach in a Bracha, and when you're being Mekasher in a Bracha. So, Elah Bracha Shemarich Abayim. These are the brachas that used to have a long list off. Brachas Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, or brachas Tainas Tzibur. These are long brachas. You can tell from the way a person makes a bracha whether it's a tamachokam or not. Because if he's going to be makatzer, where he's supposed to be marach, he's obviously not a tamachokam. And these are the brachas we do short. Hamavrach la mitzvahs, malchad peres, or brachas hazibur. So mitzvahs and parents, you understand, boy priya eitz, these are short brachas. But then it says birchas hazimun. Birchas hazimun. Then it says, yeah, that's the seventh, right? That's the bracha chalom shel tokinu, and bracha achrona shel brachas hamazon achar hamazon. The last bracha on the mazon. Look at what the Yerushalmi is doing over here. It's calling the fourth bracha of Birchas HaMazon a bracha shemekatzen b'hem. It's a short bracha. That's very unusual. It's quite a long bracha, actually. It's probably one of the longest brachas in benching. So let's take a look at the Haredim here. Very, very interesting Haredim. I was very excited when I found this Haredim. Bracha achrona shel Birchas HaMazon. You see it? She'ein nuscha Rak shloisha malchias u'shloisha gemulois u'shloisha hatavos. That apparently, you know, hugamalin 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 lad, right? And atova made who hated one, right? Those are all. That's the whole bracha. That's just like 6-7 words, whatever it is. Umashem wasifin haram harachamon einu b'chal bracha. All the harachamons that follow that bracha are not included. The tos who biyadam, he writes. It's a mistake. Can you imagine this? I think what the Haredim was saying, that it's supposed to be saying the Harachim ones because you're adding on to the fourth bracha, making it to a bracha harucha when it's supposed to be a bracha kitsara.
I wonder how long he killed the kais by benching then.
What do you mean? He held it less time than we do.
That's what I'm saying. Much less.
Much less. We only hold it up to Ayikas, right? Even though we have a little bit more. Anyway, Vaniha Koisev Shamati Pip. I mean, this I think is, you know, this might be a shtekla raya to those who are noheg to only bench up to Ayikas, right? I don't know. What? Chaim Berlin is doing it. And there's a famous story in the Chaim Berlin dinner. Ramesha was present and Ramesha looked around. Everybody, he saw nobody was saying anything after Ayikas, right? And he says, what's going on? And they said, the guy, he says, what guy? And they said, everybody said, uh-oh, that's a famous story. But over here, they could have said, Sefer Haredim, that maybe would make sense. I just want to say parenthetically that I told somebody that you want to know why you should say the Harachamans? Because it gives you a chance to bless your wife. Harachamon Yubarach is Ishti. When else do you get a chance to bless your wife for all her hard work that she does? And for a person not to take advantage of an opportunity to say a bracha for his wife and for his kids, how would you cut that short? What do you say, Joey?
I'm
kosher with Golem, yeah. Well, I'm talking about every day.
Just remember, you give yourself a bracha first.
Of course. okay.
Is before the bracha for the
Ishti. Of course.
But he's talking about the Ali Chasreinu, right?
He's saying all the harachim ones are a mistake. I don't know what that means. I'm not sure how to translate that word. But anyway, this I found this very interesting. Okay, next. Hashar kol habrachas adam marach. So since there's a short list, I mean that as a pun. Since there is a short list here of the brachas that you are being mekatzer, we said that's the brachas hamitzvos, the brachas of peiros, the brachas hazimun, and the bracha revius. That sounds like all the other brachas you could be marach besides these four. So that's contradictory because we just said in the beginning of the brisa that these are the brachas that you're marach, and we said Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Tainus. And that was it. Oh, very good. So in the let me tell you where to look on this. If you look in footnote 6 on page 14A1, look at footnote 6. There are 6 brachas which were added on the fast days. But they were also, there was a bracha of Goel Yisrael. There was a basic text for the 6 blessings, which itself was rather lengthy. See the Mishnah over there. The Braisa teaches that the Shliach Tzibur is permitted to further lengthen the text by inserting appropriate supplications, meaning in the bracha of Goel Yisrael, the Shliach Tzibur was Myrav. He added additional text to Re'ino V'Yonyenu, because obviously Re'ino V'Yonyenu is to save us from the Tzoros HaBoz Aleinu, and therefore was appropriate right then, before they would add the 6 brachos, right after that, he would be marking that field as well. So yes, the answer to the question is yes, that he did change from the regular matbea shtovu chachomim on the Tanis Sibah. Okay. Now we're asking a sira, right? From the ratio, it sounds there was only a limited number of aruchos. From the sefer, it sounds that there were more aruchos. What's going on here? Rav Chizkiya, manda taniha marcharis maguna. That there's another brisa that says the following. It says that someone who's marif, it's maguna, hamakatzer hariz a meshubach. So making the short bracha is a meshubach. So this is one of these lushamis, which are very hard to translate. The words by themselves don't seem to explain exactly what they mean. So what it means here is that obviously the diuk from the seifa is not a diuk. The diuk from the resha is what we're going to take as the correct diuk. In other words, only the places where Chazal said to be marach should you be marach, but other than that, you should only be makatzer. And the diuk that we're making from the sefer, we're saying it's not a good diuk. We're going to ignore that diuk. The ikker diuk is from the resha. That there were limited number of brachas to be marach. Tony tzarach l'harach gol yisrael b'tanis. This is what I was just telling you before, that you have to be marach gol yisrael on tanis. I gave it to you a little early, but in 15 he gives it to you. It said that Shliach Tzibur would say, "Misha Ones Avraham Avinu Baham Yiriya Huyane Eskam Yishmam Kol Tzachaskam Hayom Azeh Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael." So you see the whole nusach that the Shliach Tzibur added. Okay, Habasheshu Moshe Feinu Marach. But does that mean in the 6th brachas that he's adding, he's not going to be marach? We know that's not true. Of course, your marach there as well. On Rabbi Yosef, Shalai Taimar. The reason why we said that on Goel Yisrael that he's marach is you shouldn't say, well, since Goel Yisrael is part of the core Shmona Esrei, and so therefore it's, and that's not off the beaten path, so to speak. So maybe Goel Yisrael should remain the same and should not have anything added to it. So therefore, they said, not only is he Marach in the 6 brachos, he also is Marach in the Goel Yisrael. But of course, we weren't saying only in Goel Yisrael as opposed to the rest.
What do you mean by Marach of Goel Yisrael? I'm not sure I understand what we're saying.
We're talking about the Tainus, and they added 6 additional blessings after Goel Yisrael, and the Shliach Tzibur would add the text that I read you before. In the footnote 15, that he would add an additional phrase in the bracha of Goel Yisrael to indicate the extra Rakashas Rachmim at this time.
That was choreographed.
Everything's choreographed. Yeah, yes. I mean, he could ad lib. I think he had the ability to ad lib as well. But the bottom line is, it's not a bracha katsara. It's going to become a bracha arufa.
And that was accepted practice.
And that was accepted. Correct. Okay. Now, so again, so however, I would have thought that since it's part of the Shemona Esrei that you should not be marking it. So lefum kein sarach lameimar sarach laharak we go use all the time. So that's why we said you could. El brachas shachimahen. We have to keep going a little bit. These are the brachas that you bow down. Rishona chila v'sof. The first bracha, of course, Magen Avraham, beginning and the end. Modem chila v'sof. Hashocheach al kol bracha u'bracha. So now if somebody tries to, he's going to front himself, he's going to start bowing down at the end of every single bracha. We told him, don't do that. And he quotes this a famous Taisus and Brachas that says, I believe it's if you look in the Haredim, and it says that three lines up from the bottom, he quotes the Taisus. In Taimer, Yishka, Yishka, Mamakach, who cares if you bow down? What do I care if he bows down? So Taisus says, Tutarutzim, he says, Shishlaimar. It'll end up, if you're going to let a person bow down at will, he'll start when you don't want to do it, you might not do it at all. So therefore, we can't just let you voluntarily bow down. And also, this is another answer. This is a little bit of a gaiva to be bowing down more than necessary. Okay, so now it says that there's a difference between a kohen gadol and a melech. There are exceptions to this rule. He used to bow down at the end of each bracha. Hamelech and the king, he bowed down at the beginning and at the end of every single bracha. He said, what he would do is, he says a little bit different. He said that he would bow down at the beginning of Shemona Esrei, would remain in the bowed position all the way through the entire Shemona Esrei. My time, because we learned from Shlomo HaMelech. It says, by Shlomo HaMelech, when he dedicated the Beis HaMikdash, he b'chalois Shlomo l'espal Hashem, is called filo atfino hazois, kom l'fnei Hashem, mikroi al berko. At that point, that's when Shlomo HaMelech got up. So apparently, the whole time he was bowing down. So therefore, learning from Shlomo HaMelech, okay, we're at the top of 14b, and we're going to have to stop here because it's 9:07. Thank you very much, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. I just want you to know, I did a search. I was curious about how many times Rabbi Yochanan's name appears in the Talmud Yerushalmi, and it appears 3,715 times. But then I just wanted to compare that to the Bavli. How many times does Rabbi Yochanan's name appear in Talmud Bavli? 4,909 times. So Rabbi Yochanan is quoted quite a bit.